It's not a love
story. Good
acting.
Good acting.
Yeah. This is the magic of love. Because the best love stories has nothing to do with sex. It's just a love story. Because there's something more than that. We envy those people. That's the magic. And that's the magic, right? And it's here, right? But you never look for it.
You are too busy with your cause and effect. You're too busy hanging yourself with your R and how. Just because the rope is there, you hang yourself with it. Logic is there, but there is beyond the logic, really. Yeah. Oh, if you loosen the bow, we'll come here and we'll kill you. That's what it is. This is what it is. There is magic. You see the magic, but you don't go, you don't follow it. Why? Because everyone will tell you, that's something we don't know about. So leave it alone. That's the best part of it. Let's look for those other cause and effects. Yes.
Lest you remain empty and giddy like the wheel, lest through brainlessness you burn like mock wood. By the command of God, air becomes fire. Both are drunken with the wine of God. O sun, when you open your eyes, you will see that from God too are the water of clemency and the fire of anger.
Okay. Fire of anger, you know, but clemency, you know, nothing of. Right? The anger, because you see it in the animal, and you know what it is. And you think that the anger in human being is the same. It's not. First of all, if there is a reaction in the animals, I know that you will find it a little bit difficult in this part of the globe when we talk negative about the animals. I'm not talking about your pets, okay? But the animal to us is the minimum. Understand it. Really, animal is the minimum. And we want to be more than that. And that's what we are trying to understand. The animal has the anger. No. Animal has some reactions. And it's very personal. You know how personal it is? Let's say a tiger and a gazelle, an impala. The tiger tries to tear the impala apart. Does impala get angry with the tiger? Amazingly, they run away, the tiger will get one of them. The rest of them are assured that, okay, he has the food and nothing will happen. 50 feet from the tiger, they start to graze. Go to Africa and see it. The tiger got another one, good for me. Period. This is the animal stuff. You could find it in us as well. But let's talk about the clemency. And clemency doesn't do the word. I'm sorry I bring it again. It's not just because you're here. But Rahma is something more than clemency. Because all the gift of God or Rahmat, or the little of this Rahma. Rahma is something which is really not understandable. If you have never been in a state of having a very positive, lovingly pity for someone, you will never understand it. Because Ram is being silly. Not to kill when you could kill. Not to tear apart when you want to tear apart. That's what Ram is. Having all the power and nothing stops you. But you act lovingly. This is why it is complicated. It is so complicated that even for Arabs, they need a hell of an explanation. Do they or not? You know what it is? You heard about it. We describe in Quran God with Rahman and Rahim, which are two words coming from this. It's not clemency. You remember it's Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Twice this word. One is Rahman, what is Rahim?
because one is the giver, the provider, that comes from Rahm. The other one is forgiver and loving, you see? And these two words, they cannot go together to say Allah is Rahman. It's not enough, because it's more than Rahman to this. It's Rahim over there. So it's very complicated stuff. This is not something that animals have or understand. It doesn't regard them. It's us. It's talking about what? Really, honestly, not the six-year-old boy. You answer him. He says, all this nonsense this guy is talking about. I didn't get him. What is he talking about? Tell him.
Kindness. Being kind.
Why is it difficult to talk about kindness? Oh, I hope no six-year-old boy will talk to you about this subject. With your quietness, he's confused. Answer him. I'm talking about something unnatural, okay? Illogical and opposite of everything. This is what it is. Let's go back to the tiger. The tiger is hidden. In a very good moment, he jumps out. And within these impalas going by, a lot of them old and nasty, there is one fresh, young, beautiful one. And it's in hands of the tiger. Give me a reason for a tiger not to have that impala. That's what we're talking about. That's in Rahm. When you have it, when you're in control, when you have the godly power to tear everything apart, but you will act differently. That's Rahm. And say, look at that one. Look at that. That thing that we could at least imagine. Let's forget about the observing and knowing. You could imagine somebody who is capable of tearing somebody apart, but will not do it. Not for a good reason, you understand. So say, oh, I have pity on him. Try to start from there. Yes?
Had not the soul of the wind been informed by God, how would it have distinguished amongst the people of Ad?
But this one, how do you understand it? Now we'll have a story, because it's too complicated. He sits it down. Listen, I'm talking about the stuff that are in us. And these are not the simple cause and effect stuff. And we say this kind of good-heartedness which we find in couple of people, they say, this is God's gift. So it's come from there. That's how we say he is cause of the cause of the causes. Because he will give a beautiful heart to Nelson Mandela. And me being born in another country, I fall in love with this guy when I'm 20-ish. This is something beyond the animal life, because it had nothing to do with me. The only thing Mandela did to me, I had an opportunity for a good, nice, paid trip to Africa, and I didn't go. That was the time that everybody said, when the apartheid is there, we will not go there. But there is this connection. Any of you could say, that's none of our business. You see that silly business we created? It says, this is our business. That connection comes from somewhere else. Now let me tell you a story. The story is this guy, a shepherd. Why we choose a shepherd? Because shepherd is a responsible guy. This shepherd wants to go to prayer, Friday prayer, which is not the Friday prayer. It's the, social prayer. That's the real translation. It's Jum'ah, it's Jama'ah, it's not the day, it's not Friday. It's
Getting together. Everybody will get together to pray together. That's
congregational prayer.
Congregation. He's going there. But, okay, he wants to go there. What about the ships? What should he do about it? He will draw a line around them. Huh? And he will go to the mosque, will pray and will come. The wolf cannot cross the line. 6-year-old boy. 18. Do not forget this. It's a story, huh? What does that mean?